Blog Talk Radio.
So the Most High is going to stop the flowing of the people going into that country, read.
Jeremiah chapter 51, the end of verse 44. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Verse 45. My people, go ye out of the midst.
Hold up, read that again.
My people, go ye out of the midst.
I think within this chapter, he said flee and get out of around 3-4 times. Right? Read.
My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Most High Ahiah. And let your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come 1 year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor. And
wars and rumors of wars. You're hearing about it, and because it's not happening, you think it's not going to happen. Read.
Verse 46, end of verse 46. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Verse 47. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth, and all that is therein, shall sing for Babylon, for the spoiler shall come up unto her from the north, saith the Most High Ahiah. As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so as Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still. Remember the Most High Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind.
Listen to this clear. Ye that have escaped the sword, that means you escape the destruction that coming to Babylon, go away and stand not still. So when you leave, remember the power or the God Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. That looking forward, not looking back. Now let Jerusalem come into your mind. She's finished. Right? Read.
Verse 51. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers are coming to the sanctuary of the Lord's house.
Strangers have destroyed us. Strangers have destroyed our sanctuary, our belief. They destroyed our understanding so that we cannot connect to our God. They've given us their gods. Baal, Baal, Satan, the dragon, Moloch. These are the gods we've been worshiping ignorantly. Jesus. Zeus. Okay, we ain't know nobody named Jesus. Total madness. And then when we wake up and understand these things, we say, well, hold up. I'm a stranger here. You dragged me here. And the Most High starts reviving us. They're like, okay, we have one who's the extremist. You're a terrorist. Read on.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 52. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Most High Ahiah, that I will do judgment upon her graven
images.
I'm
going to destroy all your images and your idols. And man, if you look at, if you even look at Washington, D.C., it's idol after idol. Monuments of idols. Obelisks, which is man's personal member. That's what an obelisk is. What's that, the Washington Monument? Idols every place. Five-pointed stars every place. But what if some did not believe? So what if you don't believe what we're teaching you? Paul asked, so what if some did not believe? Shall your unbelief make the faith of God without effect? You mean the Most High is going to stop his own program because you don't believe them? No, you're dead. That's what you are. Okay, his program was before us. And it will be well after us. And that's for the people that's walking out there. And well, there's wars all the time. There have always been these situations. Every few years this happens. Nothing is going to change. That's a dead man.
Shabbat Shalom, Barakathon, Martha Wada, peaceful Sabbath. Bless you all. And thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of Friday Night Sabbath coming out of Babylon here for the Gathering of Christ Church, where we connect the dots of our reality and current events with the Word of God and Bible prophecy. It is 7:22 p.m. Central Standard Time, January 14th, 2022. I'm your host, Brother and Elder Ramar Karab, and we are broadcasting live from the belly of the beast, the heart of Babylon, here for you tonight with so many things going on prophetically. And let me tell you right now, brothers and sisters, definitely want to tune into tonight's information. We have a lot to bring out. It's going to be a very powerful broadcast. So get your popcorn out, get relaxed, get nice and comfortable. We're going to go in tonight. But before we go into the information, want to give all praises to the Most High, the Creator, who the world may call God, the God of the Bible, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose name in the Hebrew is Ahaya. Also his son, whose name in the Hebrew, who the world may call Jesus Christ, his name in the Hebrew is Yeshaya, as well as the Holy Spirit. In the Hebrew, the Holy Spirit's name is Ruach. All right, I want to give all praise, honor, and glory to the Godhead for being here tonight, for having the ability to see another Sabbath, weekly Sabbath. We've made it here, brothers and sisters, another time where we can actually connect to that power on high in the highest, you know, level of connection during the week falls on the Sabbath. All right. So also a time where we can rest. We can get some of this good food, some of this good information, these scriptures and the information the Holy Spirit is revealing, pouring out its flesh on all mankind, even beasts here in these end times. All right. Also thankful for being here before you, brothers and sisters, having the chance to broadcast once again. It's always a blessing. It's never promised, but so many different things going on, so many obstacles and challenges that are always there. So I want to give thanks for being here and want to thank you, brothers and sisters, for tuning in and for supporting the show. You actually help, you know, your support, your prayers, your blessings, your energy, all those things go into the broadcast and make it to be what it is. And you know, give the motivation to be here, you know, on Friday nights. So definitely giving thanks. And also, before we get started, want to go into some real quick announcements as well. Just so everyone knows how you can find us, how you can hear this broadcast tonight. We are streaming live through video on Twitch. Twitch.tv, you can find us under GOCC Southwest, twitch.tv/GOCC Southwest. We are also streaming through a multicast through Blog Talk. And the guest call-in number, if you would like to call in through your phone, guest call-in number to Blog Talk is 515-605-9327. 515-605-9327. If you have something you would like to say, questions, comments, press 1. That puts you in the queue, lets me know you would like to speak, and I'll take your call. Periodically, I'll come to the call lines and check to see if we have anybody who would like to speak. All right, so go ahead, share it through your social media, you know, through texting, email, whatever ways that you can share, let everyone know where we are, how they can, you know, find us and listen into tonight's broadcast. All right. Also, we have the Hebrew and Bible Academy coming up, the new installment of that coming up in about 4 weeks. So if you would like to be a part of and enroll in the Hebrew and Bible Academy, you would like to find out more information on the Gathering of Christ Church when it comes to this particular, you know, school that we have, where you can get higher understanding biblically as well as historically, things like learning the ancient Hebrew, as well as getting real-time news. All those things are covered on Sundays through the Hebrew and Bible Academy for the Gathering of Christ Church. You can simply go to historytimes.org. Historytimes.org lets you know, that's where you can sign up, where you can find more information. So definitely check it out. We also have the church main channels, A Gathering 144, where you can listen to the Sabbath, Saturday and Wednesday broadcasts. A Gathering 144 on YouTube. You also have GOCC NYC on YouTube, as well as a backup channel. And also make sure that you are checking out Elder Gabbar on the I Am Fit podcast. Okay, go to YouTube, search I Am Fit podcast, and you'll see the different broadcasts that Elder Gabbar is doing there. So most definitely want to put all the different places you can, you know, follow along with the main streams and broadcasts the church is doing right now. And I did miss something here. Let me also let everyone know who maybe, you know, you're looking at YouTube, GOCC Southwest for this particular platform, and after 14 days, you come to Twitch and you're like, oh, what happened to the broadcast? It's not there anymore. Well, we have a backup channel. Let me go ahead and bring up my screen here. The backup channel where you can find all of our past broadcasts is on Odyssey.com. Odyssey.com. And it is GOCC Southwest. Easier way to find it. Most of you are subscribed to the GOCC Southwest YouTube channel. So you just simply come to the About section under GOCC Southwest, and you have Odyssey. You click on the Odyssey link. It brings you here. You see all of our past broadcasts here, as well as other videos for different events that have happened in the Southwest region for the Gathering of Christ Church. So, you know, with so much censorship, YouTube banning and blocking so many different things, this is a backup place where you can find a lot of the information. So I want to make sure everyone is aware. Let me see here, make sure I'm not forgetting anything. Also, you can simply come to the Twitch, GOCC Southwest on Twitch. And let me see here. If you come to, find it here. I don't know if it's going to let me show it, being that we're live. But, oh, yeah, over here on the side. If you look over here on the side, you have the Gathering of Christ Church Southwest Odyssey. If you click on this here under the About section here under Twitch, it'll also take you to the Odyssey channel for GOCC Southwest, okay? So wanted to make sure that that everyone know where you can listen to follow along, get so many questions. So many people who want to know, and hopefully people listen to the beginning so that they are not out of the loop and how you can follow and listen along to this particular broadcast we do on Friday night. So without hesitation, let's go ahead and go straight into the information now. Tonight's broadcast, and I didn't announce that at the beginning. My apologies for that. Let me go ahead and bring that up here. The broadcast title for tonight is The Fourth Industrial Revolution, Neurotechnology and Artificial Intelligence. The Fourth Industrial Revolution, Neurotechnology and Artificial Intelligence. So what does that mean? Well, we look to cover that plus much more tonight in the broadcast, but wanted to get the title out there, first before we go ahead and lay the foundation for the information that we're going to bring out tonight in the broadcast. Now, I'm going to go ahead and let everyone know we also have a special guest tonight who we will bring in here probably within the first hour of the information we go into. So stay tuned for that special guest we're going to bring in tonight. But we took a break last week, or the last broadcast we had. We have been speaking a lot about the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And last broadcast, we actually went into a review of 2021 and what to expect in 2022. So we want to pick back up where we left off last in our series of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Okay? The Fourth Industrial Revolution. And just let me get some images up here right quick, because this is, I think, what, part four in this particular series we've been doing. We also had some that came before the Fourth Industrial Revolution too. So just give me a moment. I want to bring all this up on my screen before we actually go into where we are now, speaking about neurotechnology and artificial intelligence. All right, let me see here. Give me one moment. Yeah, so this will be the fifth installment for the Fourth Industrial Revolution and what we've been talking about. And I'm not sure if this will be the last one, but we have some other broadcasts we're going to do that are going to actually continue with this understanding. Don't know if it'll be Fourth Industrial Revolution part of this series or not, but let's see here. All right, so let me pull up my screen. Let me go ahead and go to the blackboard here. Actually, forgot one. There we go. All right. All right. So we had first started speaking about, and the title of the broadcast, it kind of really kicked off this particular school of thought and realm of information. When we talk about the Fourth Industrial Revolution, we first started speaking about the altered carbon, Hydra, and the beast with seven heads. And then we did a part two. We did a redux. Okay, we did a part two. Speaking about altered carbon. So these particular broadcasts actually kind of laid the beginning understandings of this new age we're going into, which they would call the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Also, other names, the Great Reset, the New World Order. The Bible refers to it as, let me find it here. The Bible refers to it as the just had it here. Let me get it. Bible refers to it as, in the book of Daniel, Daniel seen 10 toes. And John the Revelator saw 10 horns. All right, so this really was the beginning of the fourth industrial revolution, with us bringing this information out on this particular broadcast. Okay, from there we went to the Internet of Bodies. Internet of Bodies and the Metaverse. Okay, and so many of these you know, particular dynamics of the fourth industrial revolution intertwine and connect. So it's kind of hard to talk about one of these without talking about the other, but we had to break it down and tackle a couple of them per broadcast, kind of focusing on, you know, a couple of different segments of the fourth industrial revolution. But when you put them all together, they all comprise of a lot of the components and aspects of the fourth industrial revolution. Then we had the last broadcast that we did on the fourth industrial revolution was nanotechnology and genetic engineering. So the last time we spoke about this, we talked about nanotech, right? The nanotechnology. And so now we're going to speak about the neurotechnology, right? The fourth industrial revolution, neurotechnology and artificial intelligence. All right. And again, I'm going back over these particular broadcasts so that everyone knows that there's a lot of information that goes into this fourth industrial revolution. It can't really be covered extensively in one broadcast. You've got to break it down in segments and kind of go over it. So if you missed any of these, you know, past broadcasts, go ahead and go to Odyssey and you'll see these broadcasts. All right, and tonight we're going into the neurotechnology and artificial intelligence. So let me go ahead and bring up my YouTube, because I have a couple videos here I want to show you. What is neurotechnology? For those who may not know or understand. Okay, we're going to go to YouTube and then bring up some articles to go into what is neurotechnology and can neurotechnology connect brains to the internet? Let's check this out. So, brothers and sisters, does this sound exciting? That's the question that they ask. Does this sound exciting? How a lot of people are very excited that this technology is here and the new kind of direction and shift that mankind is going towards, while some people find it scary. And you notice how with this technology, they really are putting it out in a way where it's for people who are, you know, physically impaired or handicapped or some type of health reason. that you would need this technology, right? So is that really what this is all about? Or is there something deeper and darker at play here? And the medical side of it is just a way for them to get in the door, right? Get that crack in the door and get inside. We're going to bring the information up. We're going to let you brothers and sisters determine that through the information, whether or not you think this technology is great, it can be very beneficial to mankind, or whether or not it's a Trojan horse that's opening up Pandora's box, which can't be closed. So before we go further, I wanted to bring these scriptures out before we went into tonight's information. Daniel chapter 2. All right, we know Daniel was a prophet in the Bible, and Daniel saw four beasts. He also saw a statue with many different, you know, parts and dynamics going on with it. But at the bottom of the statue, you had toes. So what did he say about the toes? So we're at Daniel chapter 2, verse 42, actually verse 41, it says, "And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong, partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay." All right, so Daniel, this is the last empire that Daniel saw in rulership before the return of Christ. So if we are able to identify the signs that we are in the end, then this would give us a pinpoint time within the timeline where we are at in prophecy and some characteristics and attributes to kind of what will be going on in our reality. All right. So Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Verse 4, And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." All right. "Ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil, and ye shall surely not die." So these particular scriptures, keep these scriptures in mind as we go through the information tonight. The devil or Satan in the garden promising Eve godhood, that she shall not die, that her eyes shall be open, and she shall know good and evil. She shall have access, right? There shall be a doorway to where now she can go through that door to get access to information and knowledge that she would never have had access to before. Forbidden knowledge. Also, what Daniel saw in the end, a divided kingdom, toes that were part iron, part clay, that don't really mix together. But also, not only was it iron and clay that won't mix together, but there was a they that would look to mingle their seed with the seed of men, and they would not cleave together the same way iron and clay can't cleave together. So this they, whoever this they is, isn't supposed to be mingling itself with the seed of men. All right? They don't mingle together. They don't fit. They don't work together. Okay? So I wanted to start there first because this information is going to be pivotal understanding those scriptures those scriptures being pivotal to understanding the information tonight and why the purpose of this information and why things like Neuralink or the neurotechnology are now being shown to mankind is something good. Okay, so what is neurotechnology? Let's go to Wikipedia here. Let me pull up my whiteboard. You saw the video, but now let's go to the classroom here. Neurotechnology encompasses any method or device in which electronics interface with the nervous system to monitor or modulate neural activity. All right, so electronical devices, technology, and interface that can interact with your nervous system, which we know the brain, okay, your spinal column, all of those things are, you know, the most, they're the backbone of the nervous system, okay? It says here, common design goals for neurotechnologies include using neural activity readings to control external devices, such as neuroprosthetics, okay, meaning that you have a, you know, prosthetic arm or leg and you can control it without those, because remember those nerves are now gone. If you lost your arm, all those nerves are gone. So now your brain is no longer connected to that. So if you were to put on a prosthetic limb, how are you going to be able to move it with no nerves, with no brain nerve connection, no muscle mind connection? Well, enter neurotechnology and neuroprosthetics to where now through a, you know, a neural link from the brain to that prosthetic, you can now move it. It says also here, altering neural activity via neuromodulation to repair or normalize function affected by neurological disorders. Okay, so neuromodulation is modulating or modifying your nervous system, repairing the nervous system where it's been damaged through like a neurological disorders, or augmenting cognitive abilities, okay? Your cognitive, which is your mind, your ability to think and reason, okay? Neurotechnology is the science or technology of augmenting the ability of the mind or of the brain. It says here, in addition to the therapeutic or commercial uses, neurotechnologies also constitute powerful research tools to advance fundamental neuroscience knowledge. Okay. Some examples of neurotechnologies include deep brain stimulation, optogenetics, transcranial magnetic stimulation, and brain-computer interfaces such as cochlear implants. So go back to what Eve was told in the garden by the devil, that ye shall be as gods, right? Knowing good and evil. And this neurotechnology is dealing with the brain, and it's enhancing your abilities through the neural link, right? Through the neural path. So here it is. We already see what Eve was told by the devil. We're seeing now in our modern day technology, them looking to tap into that knowledge through such technologies or having the ability to, at least, even though these things are telling us, you know, it's more so for people who are been damaged or have a disorder. Okay. But we can't discount the fact that for those that want to actually enhance or augment themselves, and there's nothing wrong with them, but they want a higher ability of augmentation cognitively, neurotechnology will give you this power. All right. Which leads us now, and again, this all what we talked about with the Fourth Industrial Revolution, these particular, you know, past broadcasts talking about the mRNA vaccination, the altering of the genetic code, the God gene, and the God code, the DNA sequence, all these things. So again, keep all those things in mind as we're going through this particular dynamic here with neurotechnology. So let us move forward now to our next video. Speaking of Neuralink, we have a video here. The 2022 Neuralink update is here. So for those that remember the last broadcast we did with the 2021 in review, what to expect in 2022, we talked about the Neuralink. What is Neuralink? Well, let's see here. So the Neuralink is a brain-computer interface. In 2022, it's shaping up to be a pivotal year with this technology. So here we are, brain chip technology, and Elon Musk, who is just one of many, is kind of leading the way here when it comes to this technology through his company called Neuralink, where he expects 2022 to be the year where they start their trials with this technology, putting it inside of people, at least on a level of us knowing, you know, and being made transparent, regardless of what may be going on behind the scenes, at least them coming out and saying that they've done it and letting it be made known public. This will be the year that publicly it's known that they have started trials of injecting this chip technology in the brain of people, whereas in the past, he's shown that they've already been doing it with animals such as pigs, such as monkeys. So now 2022, they're ready to do it and start the trials for mankind. So it only makes sense that they did a pig first and then they did a monkey. And, you know, these people are evolutionists, so they're saying, well, you know, we come from monkeys, and being that we were successful with doing this in a monkey, we should then be able to do this with people, right? And my question is, who are going to be the first people to be the guinea pigs to actually volunteer publicly to partake in this experimentation? Now, they've been experimenting with the brain with this type of technology for a long time. So don't get it twisted when they try to say that they haven't done it yet. They just haven't publicly told you, all right? Or they'll say, well, Neuralink hasn't done it yet. But they've been doing this for a long time. But they had to warm you up. Okay, if it was successful with pigs and monkeys in it, you should be okay now with us doing it with people now. And notice how this technology is coming 2 years, at least what they're telling us, to be ready to be used in people 2 years after the quote-unquote lockdown, right? You get the quote-unquote lockdown. What followed that? Mandatory or a high level of pressure when it comes to getting mRNA vaccinated. And now we're now ready for the chip part to come into play. See, all these different things are working together. And if you listen to the past broadcast, you'll understand that the vaccine is mRNA technology, is the software, right, to rewrite the genetic code, the DNA sequence, to cut off the God gene in the brain to now mesh with the hardware, right? Gotta have the software first, get the body ready to now be ready to accept the hardware. Enter in your Neuralink. And we see at the center of all this, what do we see at the center of all this technology is the brain. So we're going to talk a lot about the brain tonight, the neural, you know, center point of the human body, all the pathways that lead to the brain. Notice how with a lot of people who have taken the vaccine have come down with neuro disorders, Bell's palsy and strokes, okay, all different type of, you know, neurodegenerative disease, because the vaccine, again, is getting the brain ready to then accept the hardware. So it's not a coincidence. All this is connected. He said, this technology is coming. There's no doubt about that. And you know what? We couldn't agree with him anymore, because some people may say, well, maybe it fails and they scrap it. No, this technology is coming and it can't be stopped. Why? Because for those that understand prophecy, Revelation 13 talks about a mark, all right, the mark of the beast that would be put inside of the forehead or the right hand. Okay, so now we're starting to get a clearer picture to what this technology is and what the Bible warned us about, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, over 1,000 years ago, what to look for in these end times. John the Revelator, Daniel, other prophets warned us. So when we see these things, it's no confusion as to what's going on. We know totally well and can connect the dots to what this means. And again, that promise that the serpent made in the garden, that ye shall be as gods and knowing good and evil. So the brain, right, is the main component when it comes to knowing. Right, tapping into and conquering the brain. We're going to see that all throughout tonight's broadcast. So they're using this and targeting the vulnerable, those who have, again, damage to their neuro system, people who have severe spinal cord injuries, tetraplegics, quadriplegics, okay? So if you go to a person that's in this condition and tell them, hey, we can make you better, we can make you walk again, we can make you talk again, we can make you feel again by simply implanting this chip inside of you, most people in that type of position who's lived a life like that, whether they were born like that or maybe at some point in their life became like that, most people would jump at the opportunity to get this quote-unquote healing. But is it going to stop there? And is this actually really truly healing? All right, these are questions we have to ask ourselves, because if they start here, where does this end? Right, but this is where they have to start to get people to accept it, to get the funding. Okay, but once they have already got the ball rolling, once that avalanche and that snowball is rolling down the hill, good luck stopping that snowball as it continues to get bigger and builds up more speed. So Elon Musk also has the Tesla vehicles, which are artificially intelligence based. And we're going to talk more about artificial intelligence here in a moment. So understand, this guy's working on both sides of this, the neurotech side and the AI side. AI short for artificial intelligence. Okay, so this is how he's able to get to reach the goals he wants to reach, is by working both angles through his company and making you think he's just a car salesman. He's just a guy that makes cars and selling cars. No, that's just the front. Okay, that's just the front to get you to partake in the experiment to help, you know, test out his product so he can fine tune it. All right, and he's just one man of many. Right, he's not the only person doing this. So he may He may get all the credit, but trust me, he's just one of many, many people. So if you can restore full body functionality to someone who has a spinal cord injury, what would you be able to do to someone who's perfectly fine? Would you then not be able to elevate them even beyond where they're at and their, you know, complete health? It's a question I have. So you see this? You see how people are desperate when they have themselves or a loved one in this, you know, handicapped state? They're willing to do anything, whatever needs to happen to make it better. Replacing faulty missing neurons with circuits, meaning you're replacing, we are people, we come from the ground or the miry clay. Okay, you're replacing the miry clay with what? Circuits or circuitry, which is iron or metal. So there's your iron and miry clay looking to intermingle. Okay. Progress will accelerate when we have devices in humans. So who taught mankind this science to be able to understand these particular microscopic levels of the human anatomy and how they work? Okay, who taught mankind, who gave mankind the technology to be able to understand and see these things and to work with these things on a cellular level? And then to even make it worse, they chose a sodomite to show you that this is a sodomite agenda. This guy's husband. Okay, man can't have a husband. Okay, but this is a transhuman, transgender agenda. Okay, so it only makes sense they would get a sodomite to partake in this experiment. So you can't say you weren't warned when you partake in the experiment. He's telling you, I'm not definitely saying we can do this for sure, but I'm increasingly confident that it is possible. See, they always give themselves a disclaimer, but a lot of times people overlook the disclaimer. Okay, they're not able to easily identify the devil in the details. So this way, when something bad happens, something goes wrong, you can't blame him because he didn't promise you anything. Okay, you chose to participate in the experiment the same way people are participating in the COVID-19 injection experiment that's going on right now. They'll come out and tell you that, hey, you can still get sick and you can still spread it. People will still run down there and get it anyway. So, hey, can't blame them. They have it all disclaimered out. If you can read between the lines, it's not that hard. This guy, look at him. He already has the chip in the head. Okay, I guess he couldn't wait. So this, again, this isn't brand new. This has been going on for a while. And just like the Matrix, linking you in to something, right? I'm going to link you in, connect you to the Matrix. Hold up. Imagine having that in the back of your head. Imagine having that. Imagine they could just do this to the back of your head and link in. And no telling what that's linked into. Okay? And you have no problem being all part of this or what's going on. Again, using the medical and the health field and people who have medical issues as a way to get the first wave of guinea pigs to run through to get the ball rolling with this technology. So there's more to this video. You can check it out. I'm going to leave the links in the description box within the first 48 hours of this broadcast and its totality. But here is the article that goes along with this video off RT. Human brain chip pending FDA approval. Musk says billionaire tech entrepreneur Elon Musk has again teased plans to begin human testing for his company's brain chip implant Neuralink, giving another aspirational date after previously claiming human trials would soon begin. Okay, so it says here, despite Musk's comments, he has given several different timeframes for human Neuralink tests in the past, saying in 2019 that they would launch sometime around the end of 2020, a prediction later revised to 2021 as of last February, and again to 2022 on Monday. And this was December 8th, 2021. So about a month ago, he said 2022 is the year for the Neuralink. And here is his website, Neuralink.com. Understanding the brain, interfacing with the brain, engineering with the brain. See how everything has to do with the brain and them understanding and conquering and connecting to one's brain, to where you can even join in with them, create the future with us. Come join them, whether you're looking to come work for them, you're looking to come be part of the experiment with them, come create this is the future. Okay? Brain chip connectivity. Now, moving from there let me go to another Neuralink video here real quick. So check out, hold on, let me play this again. Because of artificial intelligence, Elon Musk feels that this is the direction mankind must take so that we don't get overrun by artificial intelligence. We either merge with the machine or we become obsolete to artificial intelligence. Let's hear that again. Listen very closely to this part. Would you get a Neuralink implant? All right. They even ask you the question. And so much is dropped in that particular video. We're going to go into artificial intelligence now because it talked about artificial intelligence a lot in this video, and they pretty much artificial intelligence and Neuralink go hand in hand. All right, and let me tell you something. If you're a person that's partaking in the COVID-19 vaccination experiment, you're being prepared to take the Neuralink. Okay, the Neuralink will be the next thing that they'll be telling you need. And they'll have the way to convince you the same way they had the way to convince people to run down there and get shot. Okay, if this marketing campaign isn't enough of the cool powers you'll get, they're going to find a way to get you down there to take it. So now let's talk about artificial intelligence. I'm going to segue right into it from the Neuralink. What is artificial intelligence? BBC News. What is the most complex organism in the universe? Take a guess. The answer is in your head. Again, so much fascination with the brain. The brain is where our spirit rests. Okay, our spiritual essence that's given from the Creator to us is housed in our brain. So it makes sense now why they're spending so much time trying to understand the brain and trying to connect with the brain through their technology. So the brain is something that mankind cannot duplicate. It's something that God created that mankind is looking to duplicate but cannot. So artificial intelligence is looking to change that. So even if it's to destroy us, if it happens, the world will be changed forever. So again, they don't put any secret out there when it comes to all of this. They tell you that it has a possibility to be bad. And whether good or bad, it's going to change the world forever. Let's hear that again. Some say it will save humanity. Others say it will destroy us. Either way, it will change the world forever. Artificial intelligence. Right, let's go to our next video here. Another one dealing with artificial intelligence or machine learning. The name of this video here. Artificial intelligence, okay? Humans and machines, humans and robots coexisting and working together. Let us now go over to the information here on Wikipedia. Artificial intelligence is intelligence demonstrated by machines. Okay, so artificial intelligence is a machine or a robot ability to think for itself. Okay, but how is that possible? Where is the thinking coming from? How does it have the ability to think on its own without being told what to do? Okay, it's a question. As opposed to natural intelligence displayed by animals, including humans. So animals and humans have natural intelligence because we have the Holy Spirit or the Ruach, which gives us that natural ability that's been ingrained and embedded in us since the beginning of creation. But the devil had different plans. Genesis 3, he wanted the artificial intelligence to take root. Through the fall of Adam and Eve, it opened up that box, that Pandora's box, for now a artificial intelligence, an unnatural intelligence to come in, to be able to think aside from the Holy Spirit. a different mind. Okay. Leading AI, which is another word for another term for artificial intelligence, textbooks define the field as the study of intelligent agents. Any system that perceives its environment and takes action that maximizes its chance of achieving its goals. Some popular accounts use the term artificial intelligence to describe machines that mimic cognitive functions that humans associate with the human mind, such as learning and problem solving. However, this definition is rejected by major AI researchers. AI applications include advanced web search engines, Google. So if you've ever used Google, you're participating in AI. You're helping that particular mind groom itself into being able to think for itself and to predict. Like if you go into Google and you're typing and it's predicting what you're typing, that's artificial intelligence working. It's thinking for you or thinking ahead of you or suggesting what you may be thinking. Recommendation systems used by YouTube, Amazon, and Netflix, understanding human speech such as Siri and Alexa, self-driving cars, Tesla, the ghost Elon Musk, automated decision-making, and competing at the highest level in strategic game systems such as chess and Go. As machines become increasingly capable, tasks considered to require intelligence are often removed from the definition of AI, a phenomenon known as the AI effect. For instance, optical character recognition is frequently excluded from things considered to be AI, having become a routine technology. Artificial intelligence was founded as an academic discipline in 1956, and in the years since has experienced several waves of optimism, followed by disappointment and the loss of funding, followed by new approaches, success, and renewed funding. AI research has tried and discarded many different approaches since its founding, including simulating the brain. So again, they're trying to simulate the mind or the brain. Modeling human problem solving, trying to get a machine to think like a person. Formal logic, large databases of knowledge, and imitating animal behavior, even thinking like an animal. Okay, so when we were created, we were giving instincts as people and animals, right? Mankind was given the ability to reason. So artificial intelligence is looking to copy all of that and have it where a machine can now have the same mind instincts as a person and or animal. In the first decades of the 21st century, highly mathematical statistical machine learning has dominated the field. And this technique has proved highly successful, helping to solve many challenging problems throughout industry and academia. All right, so there's more here. Not going to read it all, but want to move over to the next part here. We have algorithm. What's an algorithm? In mathematics and computer science, an algorithm is a finite sequence of well-defined instructions, typically used to solve a class of specific problems or to perform a computation. Algorithms are used as specifications for performing calculations, data processing, automated reasoning, automated decision-making, and other tasks. So algorithms are the instructions, all right, and the ability for artificial intelligence to work. Okay, so algorithms are part of the artificial intelligence tree. Okay, and there's other information here when it comes to algorithms. And through the artificial intelligence and the algorithms, you have machine learning. What is machine learning, or ML? It's the study of computer algorithms that can improve automatically through experience and by the use of data. It is seen as a part of artificial intelligence. Machine learning algorithms build a model based on sample data known as training data in order to make predictions or decisions without being explicitly programmed to do so. Machine learning algorithms are used in a wide variety of applications such as in medicine, email filtering, speech recognition, and computer vision, where it is difficult or unfeasible to develop conventional algorithms to perform the needed task. So, you know, breaking it down and explaining it, machine learning is when the artificial intelligence actually starts to learn. Okay, it's given a set of instructions or algorithms, and through time, as it receives more information, it then learns. It becomes more able to predict or make decisions or reason. Okay, that's machine learning, the robot or the machine's ability to learn in its artificial intelligence system or, you know, instruction, whatever components make up that artificial intelligence. So you have a smartphone, you have a computer, the different programs and things that you're using are all using artificial intelligence and are learning. The reason it's called a smartphone, your phone is becoming smarter. The more you use it, the more it's learning about you, your patterns, your behaviors, what you like, what you don't like, etc. And it then can predict, you know, what you want. It can then send you a notification and say, hey, have you seen this article? Or have you seen this advertisement for such product? And it might be things that you've been thinking. Or maybe there are things that you weren't thinking, but now that it's presented it to you, like you're glad that, hey, it you know, it shared this with you, right? So what is that working there? What is that other mind, that artificial mind that's working there? Well, we're going to get that and more tonight. Let me read this last part here. And then we're actually going to bring our guest on, who's going to talk more about some information that he has when it comes to artificial intelligence. It says here, a subset of machine learning is closely related to computational statistics, which focuses on making prediction using computers, but not all machine learning is statistical learning. The study of mathematical optimization delivers methods, theory, and application domains to the field of machine learning. Data mining is a related field of study, focusing on exploratory data analysis through unsupervised learning. Some implementations of machine learning use data and neural networks in a way that mimics the working of a biological brain. So does it make more sense now why they want to embed the neural network in the brain of mankind? All this study of the brain? Because if they can then learn how the brain works and can duplicate the brain and put it into a machine, what then use is left for mankind? There is no more use left for mankind in this society. So it's either we merge with the machines as they become intelligent, okay, and have computational power to outthink us and think just like us, or we become obsolete. So this is what Daniel was seeing when he seen the toes of the statue in Daniel chapter 2, the merging of iron and miry clay, okay, trying to come together to be cohesive or symbiotic in order to coexist together. When iron and clay are different, you can't mix them together. It says, in its application across business problems, machine learning is also referred to as predictive analytics. All right, predictive analytics. So we have more to talk about when it comes to all of these particulars. But before we move on, let me go ahead and see if I can bring in our guest for tonight. Let me go ahead and call here on Skype. Hey, Shabbat Shalom. We have Brother Lamont is in the house with us tonight. How you doing, Lamont? All is going well. As you can see, we are laying some pretty good understanding when it comes to these particular two components, neurotechnology and artificial intelligence. And happy to have you on. I know we spoke earlier this week about this, and you had some information you wanted to share that would go right on time with artificial intelligence and probably connecting with a lot of other components within the fourth industrial revolution as well. So wanted to bring you on and give you the floor. Absolutely, absolutely. And I know we spoke earlier, we talked about the Holy Spirit on one hand, the right hand, on the left hand, you have the artificial intelligence. And the, let me pull it up here real quick, was going into the Wikipedia where it talked about artificial intelligence is demonstrated by machines as opposed to natural intelligence displayed by animals, including humans. So it's here right in the article telling us that there's one that's artificial and there's one that's natural, right? Natural being the Holy Spirit. And even when you read the book of Romans, it talks about mankind leaving the natural use, right? The natural use of women and going towards men, and women leaving the natural use of men and going towards women, and how they worship four-footed beasts. So all of this is going into taking us away from the natural essence and the Holy Spirit the Most High has given us and replacing it with the artificial intelligence. So I know that's going to be a big part of you know, what you're going to speak on tonight, but just wanted to say, hey, even in Wikipedia, it's sitting right there in front of our eyes. I can see it on my end. Let me see. I think for the brothers and sisters, they should be able to kind of make it out as well. Real quick, yeah, if you could just refresh your camera. All right, I can see you. Yeah, you good? And even think about metaverse, which meta means dead. And while you're getting your screen set up, just kind of recapping the great presentation you had of the Holy Spirit versus artificial intelligence. It now makes sense when you talk about when we read Isaiah 14 and the devil says, Lucifer actually says, I will be like the Most High. You know, so this is his spirit and mimicking and being like the creator, the AI. All right. What you got here for us now? And just to add on with that part also, with people staying home and being paid, also think about all these jobs being taken over by machines, AI, what have you. Also consider all the deaths that are going to come from people that's been vaccinated. So there's going to be, and even before the deaths, there's already a worker shortage now. There's for, you know, hiring now job signs everywhere. So this is the perfect scenario for them to bring in these robots and AI to take over jobs because there's a worker shortage. Absolutely. Let me pull it up here real quick and we'll get that going. One second here. And you can bring your camera back up. Are you back? You're back with us? Okay, you can bring your camera up too as well. No, I don't see your camera. Stop it and start it back again. All right, see you now. All right, so this video says artificial intelligence, 10 years of emerging tech. Did you want to preface this video or you want me to play it? Okay. All right, absolutely. Here we go. Okay. Absolutely. All right. Yeah, it was some key things she said about how the AI out-debated a person. And if you just want to refresh your screen there. All right, got you. You're good to go. The VR goggles, yeah. And real quick, if you could just go back up to number one, it was the wireless earbuds I wanted to talk about real quick. You notice within the past 3 years, you've seen an explosion of people wearing the wireless earbuds when Bluetooth has been around since the early 2000s. And I remember because I used to wear Bluetooth all the time. I had an earpiece, and really wasn't a lot of people really using that. Most people were using the wired earbuds, but then Apple released their AirPods, what they call AirPods, and then all other companies started doing it, and now you look up and everybody's wearing them. So when you start seeing these huge shifts in human behavior, right, whether it's the earbuds or it's the goggles or it's the Bitcoin or whatever it is, you start seeing these huge shifts where people are all herding together doing the same thing. Understand, there's a serious agenda at place, but those earbuds are seriously dangerous to our health. So if brothers and sisters are using those, get you some wired earbuds. Those things fry your brain, okay? They're going to fry your brain to a point to where you're going to be begging for the neurotech to heal your brain from the damage that's been caused. And that'll be the solution they give you. Well, your brain can be repaired. We'll repair it through the neurotech. But just wanted to point that out real quick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, real quick, can you go back up to the number three, the smart street lights? Have you noticed the new implementation of all the like black or the blue, whatever color lights that are now being put up in the street lights? I don't know if you've seen that, but that when I seen that smart street light, that's what it reminds me of. There's something going on they're doing with the street lights, with the changing of the light spectrum there. And just real quick, that's another big selling point for the metaverse, is you being able to work in the metaverse, going right in line with what you were saying with the smart industry. So they're already getting people warmed up to it. And of course, if everybody has Facebook, what better segue or platform to segue people over to it than through Facebook? Operation Paperclip. The punch card system. Right.
So with
that, and I don't, you know, I'm just trying to connect some dots here, how you're saying that that's for industry and for your company, but if they can do that for industry and company, who's to say that that same technology can't be used to compile data on a person and create a dossier? Oh, okay, my bad. Exactly. Yeah, I mean that's crazy profit numbers right there. Crazy. Or vice versa, if you're a woman who's, you know, putting those images up and all the attention she's looking to gain. So the devil knows what attention she's seeking through that. So it's like, you know, both sides, he's using both sides to gain and tap into your lust. Absolutely. Yeah, let me pull it up here one moment. All right, just play it, or did you have anything you wanted to say about it? All right, here we go. And notice, brothers and sisters, how they always like, you know, in these instances, notice the movies they continue to keep bringing up, The Matrix, Terminator, I mean, you name it. And we're going to talk about movies tonight. Don't worry. We're definitely going to go in on the movies. But yeah, here it is, The Matrix, once again, being used to say, okay, we're going to download you're going to be able to have access to all this knowledge. Again, Genesis 3, what did the serpent promise Eve? You partake of this fruit, you're going to have all this knowledge that's going to make you like a god that the Creator is trying to basically keep you from. See, he's a bad God. I'm a good God because I'm going to give you access to all this knowledge. But back to you, Lamont. Mm-hmm. Tyson. You know what? I think it was a broadcast we did. I forget which one you came on. Remember the videos I was showing where, was it a, I forget what animal it was. And through food manipulation, they were programming it with Melissa and Aaron Dykes. And I don't know if that was the COVID 1984 when you came on. It was one of those, but that right there is like exactly the same what we were talking about then. Right. So what Elon Musk is doing through Neuralink, primitive compared to actually not primitive, but it's far down the road from what they've been doing for so long. I can see it. If you could press Control Plus, it should make the screen a little bigger. Just when you're on that page, you can go back to that page and hit Control Plus. It'll make it bigger. go to the article. All right, so right now hit the control button and hit plus. It should make the page bigger. See if it does it. You're using Chrome? Okay. Yeah, so yeah, every time you hit control plus, it makes it bigger. Maybe a couple more times and it should be big enough we can see it there. Yeah. Right there like that. Yep. Yeah, and they're the deep military, like, special unit, segment of the Pentagon. Exactly. Right. Oh no, we're making good time at the last point, definitely. Oh, yeah. Man, yeah, absolutely. And man, I definitely appreciate you bringing this information out. I mean, you have some PDFs that you brought up there. I'm definitely going to want to take a look at, because I've seen there was so much there in them. Just with you scrolling, I was seeing different words pop across my eyes. Like, okay, I got to go back and read that. I got to go back and check that out. So, and I also make those things available for the brothers and sisters too, so that they can see them. But like we said, like I spoke to you earlier, anytime you want to chime in, because we're going to go into part three, now wrapping up part two, just let me know. You can just send me a message on Skype. You can chime in anytime. I'll just keep you connected here on Skype, and then I'll bring you in. But we're probably going to go 10 o'clock now, probably to about 11:30. We're going to try to go a hard hour and a half. Still have a lot more to go through for the brothers and sisters here, and I want to do it in layers. So this is the second layer. The third layer, I want to be able to make it just as impactful as the first two. So, you know, don't think that the first two and what we're about to go into now is watered down. It's about to get, because really what you just brought out, Lamont, like when this information, because I went over it before we spoke, and now hearing you go through your presentation, I'm like, okay, a lot of stuff you just said is going to connect perfectly in with some of the stuff I'm about to go into. You mentioned Terminator, of course, Matrix coming up, the AI, the neurotech. So everybody stay tuned. I'm going to go to the blog talk real quick, see if we have any callers there. But we're going to hit gear three as we go into this next round of information. And like I said, anytime you want to chime in, Brother Lamar, let us know. And we appreciate you coming on as well. All praises, all praises. Okay, so I'll put you on standby, and you can just go on mute for me, and definitely chime in at any time. Let me go over to the call lines. One moment. We got a caller here on Blog Talk. And if you're on Blog Talk and you would like to speak, just simply press the number 1. I do see the 205 area code. I see the 919 area code, so I'm going to take your call. So let me go over to 205. 205, Shabbat Shalom, you're live.
Shabbat Shalom, wow. This is such a great broadcast. Like, oh, my goodness. He unloaded the spiritual clip, like, yo, oh my goodness, I still got chills. Oh my goodness, this is great. This is a great broadcast. I just wanted to say the water for y'all's diligence, man. That's this is great. Firstly, I just wanted to say that. It's just bless you guys, bless you.
all praises, most definitely.
I'm sorry.
Was that? Go ahead.
Oh yeah.
No, I was just saying,
yes,
praise the Most High.
Yes, man. Thank you. And this is the beauty of it. This is something that they can't replicate. I was just talking to a sister, maybe about, if not the last day, maybe yesterday, we were just talking about technology and how they are going to invent these, what is it called? It's some type of vaccine that they have out now. It's like it integrates with proteins. Like, they're down to the cellular level. Like, what? These people are so impossible. But I wanted to highlight something really quickly. That lady in the World Economic Forum, when she was interviewing some doctor, she was some AI specialist. Her name was Sophia Velastigu.
Yeah.
So I'm like, huh, that's an odd name. That sounds less like it's her. She looked maybe Chinese almost, but that's a Spanish surname. So I looked it up, and it means the place of the crows, right? So I'm looking into what the quote-unquote spiritual significance is of crows, and this is what they have on ironically, on the AI. I had to use AI to look this up real quick. They said that the spiritual significance of crows is adaptability, cleverness, And check this out. Physical abilities and transformation.
And the scavengers.
Yeah, exactly. Picking up shiny stuff. So it's funny that the technology that they're trying to put out is, ooh, shiny, sparkly, ooh. It has no value. But
and we're also going to deal with her first name, Sophia, too, later as we go along in this broadcast, mm-hmm. too. But I'm glad you're bringing out about her last name, because I wasn't too keen on her last name, just the first name. But go ahead.
Yes, sir. The Basque people, they live on the coastline of France and Spain, right? So in that area, before the 1600s, they also believed in polytheism. And they had a son. Oh, yeah. Her last name is from Basque. That's the Spanish specifics of her last name. So they believed in polytheism. They got a sun god, a moon goddess, and an earth goddess, and a god of the sky and sea. But they were close with the moon goddess. I'm looking all of this up while I'm listening to him. It's just, man, the spirit was flowing. Oh, my gosh. They're very close to the moon goddess, of course, because they got to be. They got to get thrown off in 10 days because they don't know how to follow properly anything.
Absolutely.
I have one last point to bring out real quick. Hold on just one second.
All right.
I wanted to go over a couple of scriptures in the Wisdom of Solomon, because all this week I've been hearing fake faith, fake faith. I remember either this was in the Academy before, or it was in a broadcast that Elder Raka had done, where he was talking about, you know, the image of César Borgia.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to skip around on Wisdom of Solomon chapter 12. Is that all right?
Okay, what you got for us?
I'm sorry, I had to get my daughter something real quick. So Wisdom of Solomon chapter 12, I'm starting at 14 and 15.
Okay.
They were talking about, you know, what started off as a man's brain, what was it? Oh, gosh, let me look this up. I'm so sorry. 14 and 15. For by the vainglory of men, they entered into the world, and therefore they shall come to a shortly to an end. For a father afflicted with an untimely mourning, when he hath made an image of his child, soon taken away, now honored him as a god, which was then a dead man, now delivered to those who are under him, ceremonies and sacrifices. So I'm going to try and sound like today, because they took, you know, their Steve Jobs and their Bill Gates and all these people who were famous in technology and worshipped as gods. Now they're taking all of what they have and making it into a set. This is a celebration that we're advancing in such technological feats, and we're able to manipulate the brain right now. This is nothing that's going to end very well. I skip down to verse 17, where they had taken this afar off, and they took the counterfeit of his visage, and now it's in every household. So the counterfeit of the visage would now be Satan's mark. You have it in your hand. You have it, you know, you mentioned the earbuds that people wear. It's getting closer and closer to your head. Now they're talking about the brain, putting technology in your brain. It's going to be in your forehead real soon. It's in your right hand, because the majority of the world is right-handed. I forgot what statistic that was, but it's going to be in your right hand or in your forehead. It's getting there. We are two steps away. This is just blowing my mind. But the fact that they took this and made it to where now everybody everywhere is worshiping technology as a god, when this is the beginning of all evil, where you take something and you put it before the Most High, now you have an idol.
Yeah, and really it's the same blueprint when you see these things play themselves out. So they don't really change their agendas as far as how they go about doing it. It's the same setup, right? So, you know, what you're reading is just one instance of what they use with putting Christ's image up as a Roman. But they'll take that same concept and they'll use it in all different layers of society and different, you know, aspects of life. But really, to sum up what you're saying, when you read Revelation chapter 13, it's right there. And that's what John saw, and that's what John saw in prophecy. Are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I thought you were going to say something else. I'm so sorry.
Oh no. I heard a noise. I don't know what that was, but yeah. So when you read Revelation 13, John saw it in prophecy. He saw the whole world wondering after the beast, and the beast would deceive them with miracles. And would make an image to the beast, right? You were talking about the image that you're reading in Wisdom of Solomon, which we know to be of Cedric Bogier. They make an image of the beast, that who should not worship the beast should be killed, right? In chapter 17, John sees the world wandering after this beast. So this beast, the technological part of it is a big component of this beast.
Right.
So there's the connection right there.
Right, exactly. But I wanted to finish off well where it says, for that which is made shall be punished together with him that made it. And that's the beauty of it. Y'all think, if somebody put this in the comments earlier, I'm not sure who it was, but they said, you know, that the giants got destroyed and the dinosaurs got destroyed. So what do you think this is going to happen to their precious technology? It's going to build them up into oblivion so the Most High can crash them back down to earth and humble them.
Absolutely. That's exactly what's in their future. All right, so yeah, definitely that's some good things that you brought out there, sister. I appreciate it.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Appreciate your support.
My daughter has a question. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
7-year-old
yes,
had a
what's
question.
What's her question?
Is it okay if she asked it?
Does the Most High
yes.
eat food? Does the Most High eat food?
Does the Most High eat food? Well, there's nothing in scripture that I'm aware of that says he does. So I can't say that he doesn't, but, you know, unless there's a scripture there to say whether he does or he doesn't, that's something that I really can't give an answer to. But I can't tell you that angels eat food, but because that's in scripture, but there's nothing in scripture that I'm aware of that I've read that says he eats food. But that's definitely an interesting and good question that you ask.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, sir.
Okay, well, thank you
for
calling in.
That was everything on our end. Yes, sir.
I appreciate you supporting the show.
Yes, sir.
Oh, praise the Most High. And don't worry. The first two, segments of the broadcast, you know, a lot was dropped. Wait for part three to come because.
We're
about to tie full circle, especially when we go into Hollywood and show you what they've been showing us this whole time. Connect the dots there. So don't don't change that dial just yet, but
yes,
Tawada, for your support, and bless your Sabbath.
Yes, sir. All right.
Shalom,
sir. Shalom.
All right, let's go over to the 919 area code, 919. Shabbat Shalom, you're live.
Shabbat Shalom, Elder Ramar, Barakatah family. How you doing, Elder?
Doing well. Who am I speaking to?
This is Brother Kananiah from the North Carolina congregation.
Shalom. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm blessed. Praise the Most High. Yes, sir. I'm thankful for this broadcast. This is one of my favorite broadcasts, and it's packed with information and edification as usual. And so I just thank you for your work and all the effort that you put into bringing this edification out for us.
Praise the Most High.
Yes, sir. So I had 2 points that I just wanted to speak on. So when Brother Lamar was on, he spoke about the sustainable development. And I find that very interesting that point came up because through my own experience, I'm in college taking up a class called Sustainable Agriculture. And in that class, it's pretty much teaching about agriculture and ways to do it in a more environmentally, a more environmentally preserving manner. But there was one portion of the class that kind of made me raise an eyebrow, understanding the truth. And it was a whole class session that was on biotechnology. And I just wanted to bring out something that actually closely correlated to what was brought out tonight concerning sustainable development. So in the biotechnology side, it was speaking about data. And they taught us in the class that biotechnology can help agriculture by giving more knowledge about all life forms. You know, so instantly when I thought about that, I thought about data and the mark of the beast and how everything is linked in. So the next point, you spoke about like animals being eating certain things and being able to be manipulated in their brains. So there was one portion concerning vaccines that actually came out underneath the same topic of biotechnology. And I'm going to pull it up here real quick. I have the PowerPoint right in front of me. One of the points that it spoke about vaccines was that they have the ability now through technology to vaccinate animals and even people through the food. And that was like very alarming when I heard this. So it says using genetically modified food products as vaccines, possibilities for heavily populated and poor countries. It says research on vaccines for cholera, influenza, Norwalk virus, and SARS. It also says plants genetically modified to provide disease protection. So when you look at the whole aspect of sustainable development, it's even down to the point of agriculture. So on every front, they have the same agenda to push all this technology that's going to lead everybody, eventually linked into this neurological mark of the beast system. So I just wanted to bring that forth just to, give some edification on what's going on the agriculture side. But all praise be to the Most High, the Water, for letting me share.
Absolutely. The Water, for bringing that out, sharing that, and have a blessed Sabbath.
Yes, sir, you as well. Shalom.
All right, Shabbat Shalom. And, the brother speaking about the food, I do have some information, probably won't go into it tonight, about the food and what they're looking to do. It kind of takes me to that information I came across, but there is a actual code, Codex Alimentarius. I'm not sure if the brother's familiar with that, but basically it's the system that they put in place where they weaponizing the food. He talked about vaccinating the food, having vaccines in the food. I've seen articles talking about them putting the COVID-19 vaccine in lettuce to where you can just eat the lettuce and whatever is in the COVID-19 vaccine, you'll get through your food. We talked about the Soylent Green, right? All these different things talked about. So that part of what they're putting in our food is part of the bioengineering us into these beings, the heavy metals in the food, right? So we'll definitely try to go into that information, one of these broadcasts, if it be the Most High's will. But I want to go ahead and go now into part three, because we still have a lot of information to cover, and I want to go straight into it. But before I go into that, let me pull up a video here. The name of this video is This Could Be a Tragedy for Humanity. This could be a tragedy for humanity. Hold on. Bring this up here. Check this out. Thank you. So in this video, you know, of course, don't agree with everything this man is saying, but one thing that he did say that stands out is that we don't, if we connect with the machine, to what end? We don't need to connect to the machine. We can tap into it. See, all this man needs is the gospel of Christ and need to know about, you know, the word. Understanding, yeah, we can connect to the higher power called the Most High, whose name is the Most High. He's the creator that you don't understand. He said, I don't know who created this, whoever it was. Well, once that man finds out who it was, he'll understand why he feels the way he feels, that mankind is already, you know, what we've been created as the beings we are already good enough, right? The human body is a machine that can't be replicated. The brain is a center of operation and thought that can't be replicated. But there are high levels we can tap into spiritually if we are in righteousness and in Christ. Brother Lamont, you wanted to chime in? Exactly. Exactly. Absolutely. And, you know, it's a lot of people who are out here and they actually know a little something, but it's the knowledge of Christ that separates them from actually knowing the full truth, you know. And that's the sad part when you see someone so close, but it seems like they're still somewhat atheistic in their ideology, and or they're a prepper, someone who's a prepper, and they understand the times are going to get worse, and they're prepping, but they're not doing it according to, you know, the way Christ told us how to, you know, prepare and all of those type of things, because they don't have Christ as the centerpiece of their understanding. So, but nonetheless, you know, the good thing of it is, you know, hopefully we all can learn from each other. So a brother like that, hopefully he can learn from, you know, us, our church, and get that missing piece or pieces that he needs. And then at the same time, he could share information like he was in the video with, you know, what he had to share. So, but definitely good points there. And that takes us to our article section. I'm going to try to go through these articles pretty quick because I have more videos to show and I want to go into Hollywood. But this comes on Natural News. We talked about this tonight. I know Brother Lamod spoke on it. The article is titled Skynet, Microchip Breakthrough Announced That Will Enslave Humanity with AI Cyberlords, The End of Humanity Approaches. December 16th, 2021. And there it is. You got your, what you would call maybe a neural link going inside of a robot or some type of AI being set up here with this robot. It says here, in the Terminator sci-fi movie series, scientist Miles Dyson is given an exotic microchip from the AI cyborg sent from the future and uses it to pursue radical new developments in microprocessors. This research ultimately becomes Skynet, the global AI supercomputer system that achieves self-awareness and decides to eliminate humanity by initiating nuclear war. This storyline isn't far from reality. Then it goes into talking about transistor technology being developed in the 1940s. It goes into some documents here. UFO Insight, talking about the Roswell crash. So now we're going into the fallen angel technology, okay, and these so-called UFO crashes, where they're getting, where they said they've gotten this technology and knowledge from. And then it says here, later December of 1947, out of nowhere, Bell Laboratories had managed to demonstrate the first Earth-made transistor, which by an honest analysis appears to violate the laws of physics. So it seems like any time there's one of these scenarios where mankind comes in contact with some type of UFO or some type of alien, out of nowhere comes this technology that's, you know, far up, far and above anything mankind has had access to before that. It says the global surveillance grid would have never been possible without MOSFET transistor technology. So in 1959, the MOSFET transistor was created. It stands for Metal Oxide Semiconductor Field Effect Transistor, and it allows microchips to go into mass production. So it's this mass production of microchip technology that has brought the world to where it is right now. The computers we're using, the smartphones we're using, a lot of things that we're using that are technologically based, our cars, you name it, have microchips or some type of transistor or circuitry in them that allows that device to have the capability and power that it has. It says it is crucial to note that the widespread usage of MOSFET devices is now ushering in the digital technocracy surveillance state that allows tyrannical governments to surveil and monitor citizens, their movements, transactions, internet activities, speech histories, and more. Today, billions of people carry spy devices with them at all times. So this technology, this circuitry, microchip technology has allowed them to put these devices in place that surveil us. Okay? Just like the Most High has his angels to be able to be his eyes to see what we're all doing with our, you know, guardian angels, angels of the presence and whatnot. Satan has to use the technology of this world. So he's created these devices through the microchip circuitry. It's allowed him to have this access to be able to see and hear us at all times. The mass monitoring of humanity through digital means is a necessary step for non-terrestrial AI systems to surveil and control the entirety of the human race. Right now, it says, we have covered this in great detail in a recent article and podcast about exopolitical artificial intelligence and the plot to depopulate planet Earth. So we were talking earlier about, hey, what's up with this worker, this whole new worker revolution that's going on to where the workplace is going to be replaced by artificial intelligence and robots. Well, there's an explosion of artificial intelligence and a depopulation agenda going on. So the workplace, which was mainly made up of people, is going to have to be replaced with something. So enter in your AI, enter in your robots. It says right now, Earth is being prepared for a post-human future, and the humans who currently populate Earth are being persuaded to commit biological suicide via vaccine bioweapons and injections. So on one hand, the COVID-19 vaccine is causing a depopulation, and on the other hand, because it's not going to kill everybody, it's prepping people to become cyborgs. It's prepping people to merge and to become one with the AI. This is a species-wide self-immolation campaign under the guise of a pandemic that doesn't even exist, okay? So if you believe that this COVID-19 is real, if you believe in the pandemic is real, understand you're falling under the psychology that's prepping you, whether you say you're not going to take the mark or not. You giving energy and giving your spirit and psychological mind state over to COVID-19 being real, you're being prepped psychologically to take the mark, right? To take this iron with Mari Clay cyborg, you know, kingdom that's coming. right, that we're on the precipice of. It says, and again, you know, this is why I was laughing with Lamont earlier, talking about the stuff he was talking about. It's going to be crazy because, you know, we're going to go through with the rest of the broadcast, but talked about Skynet, but right here we see IBM. IBM and Samsung announced Skynet breakthrough in microprocessor hardware, miniaturization, and power consumption. So one of the key things for the mark of the beast is the size and power, okay? They need to be able to make it small enough, but then be able to power itself or be able to be efficient when it comes to consuming power. So now, 75 years after the Roswell crash, IBM and Samsung have announced an historic leap in semiconductor manufacturing that defies conventional design. IBM, the same technological company that provided punch card technology machines to the Nazi regime to make the Holocaust mass murder more efficient, is now rolling out the powerful new semiconductor manufacturing tech that will revolutionize microchip tech manufacturing. So for those that remember the Operation Paperclip broadcast and the ones that preceded it, like the COVID-1984, right? Remember, what was said was back then they didn't have the technology, but they could start to put in place the psychological infrastructure, the psychological framework and foundation, okay, the trauma-based mind control, all these mechanisms. They could do the psychological part and put that in place now while they wait for the technology to catch up with all the knowledge they had as far as how they wanted the future to be shaped. So now, enter 2020, we're here. This is the reason why we're being inundated, and I like the information that Lamar brought out, and a term that I don't think I've seen, but I have been pondering on, the digital revolution or the digitized revolution. Our society, or the digitized industry, our society has become more and more digital. Everything is becoming digitized to where they're looking to digitize us, looking to bring you into the metaverse, looking to make you have avatars and NFTs, all these things. Okay. But now IBM, and this falls right in line with what Lamont had brought out, now this technology has caught up. It is now leaps and bounds ahead and taking a huge leap forward when it comes to all the science fiction movies they've showed us in the past, all the classified documents, government documents that they had as far as what they envisioned and wanted to see, what Ray Kurzweil said in 1999. We're here now. And this is why they're bombarding us now in this 2020, because it's a race. From 2020 to 2030, it's a race now to get mankind to be merged with the iron. All right, that includes the actual physical hardware as well as the software or the AI. Okay, the COVID-19 vaccine is an AI serum. It's an AI concoction. Okay, the Hydra that are in and the parasites that are in the COVID-19 vaccine are artificial intelligence or demons. Okay, that are self-autonomous, autonomously moving according to their own drum. And at any time that they need to be tapped into, the 5G switch is there. They hit the 5G switch and they can now manipulate the Hydra in you to do, you know, to link into that mind to do whatever it is they needed to do. It says, in our assessment, this new chip design is the Skynet tipping point. It's the Skynet tipping point moment that will enable widespread AI supercomputing systems that will track and monitor everything that humans do. Okay, so this fourth industrial revolution we're talking about is so vast. There's so many components to it, but it all intertwines and connects. Check this out. Talked about the AI. It says here, combined with Neuralink technology that allows AI supercomputers to interface with human neurology, These microchips will enable digital surveillance of human thoughts. So through the Neuralink or the Neurotech, okay, now your brain is tapped into where they have access to your brain 24/7. They don't need a smartphone anymore to know what's going on. Now, they got to bypass the smartphone to figure you out. They're going straight into your brain through the microchip, okay, to digitally surveil your thoughts and know what you're thinking at all time. And you become a tentacle to the beast. You become a sentinel and eyes. Now, you become eyes for the beast. The same way the Most High has his angels as his eyes, you now become eyes for the beast to be able to see and report real time through the ubiquitous technology, whether it's the internet connection, whether it's the artificial intelligence, whatever, ubiquitously communicating and relaying information to the beast real time. So again, now the devil has the same power or similar power, not the same, similar power that he said that he would mimic and be like the Most High. But not only will it allow them to surveil your thoughts, your emotions, actions, and inner speech narratives. Once fully interfaced with optic nerves, the inner ear, and other sensory processing neurological centers of the brain, this will enable digital control over a person's entire reality. Okay? They're going to take control of your entire reality. So the metaverse is just, they're just introducing you to it through steps. The first step was to get you on Facebook. You've been integrated and introduced to the metaverse on a lower level. The next step, augmentation through virtual reality goggles, the VR goggles, the wearable tech, the usable tech, the smartphones, the computers, all these things, another step to getting us closer to the metaverse. The ultimate step, getting the chip inside of you, getting the microchip technology inside of you to put you in the digital universe infinitely. There's no disconnection. Once the chip is in you, you can't disconnect. You're going to always be in this new reality, including digital augmented reality without any need of goggles or glasses. All this is right here in this article. Okay? So even people who may not be necessarily as biblically versed as we are can see this. Because again, Joel tells us in the book of Joel, the Holy Spirit, the Most High Spirit, will be poured out upon all flesh. So nobody's going to be able to say they didn't know. Okay? The Spirit is working with all flesh. But at the same time, the Spirit is testing us. The devil is using AI at the same time to combat the Holy Spirit to test us. And then we have to make a choice on which side we stand on. We stand on the side of AI and artificial intelligence with the beast, or we stand on the side with the Holy Spirit and the natural man, what's been created naturally through the miry clay, through the earth, okay, not through the technology that the devil is tricking us with, okay, he's tricking us with the smartphones, he's tricking us with the vaccines, he's tricking us with the VR. The augmented reality will simply be digitally overlaid directly into the person's neurology. So the new reality will be ingrained and intertwined, interwoven in your brain. And wait till I show you, brothers and sisters, this movie that shows this. I mean, this movie, one of my favorite movies, and it's not a movie we've named so far. It's probably one of the more slept on hidden gem movies, but it shows this in the movie. It says here, the full Matrix, in other words, is about to become a reality. So the Matrix isn't just a movie. It was them giving us insight to what their plans are and what they're looking to do. Okay, so, you know, there's two aspects of the Matrix, okay? At one point, we were born into a life of sin. We were born into a life of delusion and deceit. And at some point, the Most High is shaking you to try to wake you up. The Holy Spirit is trying to wake you up and unplug you out of this world, the life of sin. Okay? The delusional reality. And you wake up to see, okay, I've been lied to. All the different lies that we've been lied to in our life. Well, that's one part of the matrix. But the next part is them trying to then put you physically in a matrix through the neurotech. Even, it says, evil Zuckerberg's metaverse project won't just live in the cloud. It will live in your head because every human being will be neuro-linked into the AI supercomputer simulation, or they will be ostracized from society as it is currently happening with vaccine passports. So I hope you brothers and sisters can see how all this is connected. Okay? This is all connected. It all comes back to the COVID-19 vaccination. Now it's starting to make sense why they're trying to push the vaccine so hard on people, to where it's gone all the way to the Supreme Court and it's being battled and fought there, and it's been said unconstitutional. Because it is. It's unconstitutional. It's against your human God-given rights. But through a little bit of pressure and a little bit of fear, they can get you to compromise yourself and acquiesce to become, start to initiate yourself and transition yourself through the bioengineering to become one with the beast. The entire world is about to be blue-pilled into the matrix. That is, if you agree to have these systems embedded in you. And I love Natural News and Mike Adams. I mean, Mike Adams talks about the Bible a lot, and he doesn't claim to be an expert in the Bible, but he says a lot of, you know, he knows more than a lot of people know when it comes to the Bible and it comes to these things. So people ask, you know, where do you get your information from? Naturalnews.com, one of the best sources of information. And of course, don't agree with everything that Mike Adams stands with, but there's a lot of good things. Some of the most powerful, you know, documents, most powerful articles, most powerful videos come off Natural News. I think the last one we read was speaking about the exposing the whole COVID-19 psyop, and it was a doctor that he was quoting that basically showed in his paperwork that COVID-19 don't exist. It's nowhere proven anywhere in science or medicine that it exists, and nobody's proven it. They've only said it over and over and over again on the news, and people believe it because the news says it. So here it is, Mike Adams is going into all the things he talked about tonight, whether it was myself talking about it, Brother Lamont talking about it, and none of these things that me and Lamont talk about. Like this article we're reading here, you know, I didn't share this with Lamont that I had this article, but notice how the same things he was bringing out is the same things, almost verbatim. What we're reading here. So IBM, and you understand maybe now why Samsung has become like the big name now, especially with smartphones. Samsung came out of nowhere. Samsung wasn't ever known for cell phones until recently. It was mainly, you know, Apple, iPhone, Motorola, Nokia. Samsung just came out of nowhere. And now they've taken over pretty much the whole Android side of smartphones. But IBM and Samsung working together with this breakthrough semiconductor technology. And this, and I, you know, and there'd be so much in these particular articles. You could probably do a broadcast just on one in itself. So I hate that I have to skip through so much of this. But here it says here, it says continued expansion of Internet of Things and edge devices with lower energy needs, allowing them to operate in more diverse environments like ocean buoys, autonomous vehicles, and spacecraft. The greatly reduced power consumption of this configuration also means far less heat production. Okay, so with power consumption comes heat. They had to get past these obstacles in order to make this technology work. So power consumption, heat, you know, making them on a smaller level. So it says here, even smaller systems can be embedded in human bones and tissues, in the skull, for example, and simply operate based on bioavailable electrical potential. So this technology that they now have doesn't have to be powered by, like, for instance, you plug your phone into the wall for electrical power to power it up. This microchip technology doesn't need to be plugged into anything. The way they now broke through, these systems, this Neuralink and microchip technological systems will be able to operate strictly based on bioavailable electrical potential, meaning whatever the components are within your body is going to be enough to power this technology that's been put inside a person. And that's huge. Without that, it doesn't work. So in other words, human beings are about to become actual copper top cyborgs. And you notice in the movie The Matrix, Morpheus holds up the battery and tells you that mankind has become this. And he holds up the copper top battery. Okay, because we are energy beings. The beast needs our energy. Revelation 13 says they shall worship the beast. Okay, through that worship, that energy, it feeds the beast. It makes the beast run. Just like in the Matrix, they were plugged into pods, metaverse pods. Okay, and through them being plugged in, they were fueling the whole mechanical system. All the robots and everything that was operating needed people because they were getting their power based on the sun, through the solar. But then mankind scorched the atmosphere to where there was no sunlight coming through for power. So then they started harvesting mankind as batteries to get their power to power their system. All right. So great, great article there. Next article off of the Byte. Futurism.com, former Google exec warns that AI researchers are creating God. What? Mo Gowdot believes that the singularity is coming and that AI poses a serious threat to humanity. And we're going to talk more about the singularity in the upcoming broadcast. But AI researchers are creating God. And that goes back into that whole dynamic of the Holy Spirit versus AI. The Holy Spirit is part of the Godhead. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Okay? You have the beast, you have the AI, and you have the devil who gives the beast its power. So that's part of the devil's Godhead. So this Google exec, former Google exec, warns singularity is coming. And what's more, he says that it poses a major threat to humanity. He speaks here about the Terminator, Skynet. Again, this Skynet thing is coming up in every article we're reading about this, right? From the Terminator is inevitable. And that once it's here, humanity may very well find itself staring down an apocalypse brought forth by godlike machines. So again, the Bible tells us all of this. For some, it may be hard to interpret and understand. But if it's speaking of the end times, look at the end times and what we're living in and what's going on in our reality and try to find the correlation between prophecy and what it's saying and what we're seeing. Connect those dots, and then you have the understanding. So this particular former Google exec says he's scared straight. Okay? So he's seen it. It made him flee Google. All right? And there's no shortage of AI fearmongers in the tech industry. Elon Musk has repeatedly warned the world about the dangers of AI someday conquering humanity. So here it is, the man who was actually using AI on a high level in Elon Musk, and bringing forth the destruction of mankind is also warning you, because the devil has to warn you before he does it, so you can't say you didn't know. So let me find that video here real quick. Give me a moment. Now, I know I've showed this video before. Tesla's Elon Musk, we're summoning the demon with artificial intelligence. Let's hear it straight from the horse's mouth. He said artificial intelligence is more dangerous than nuclear weapons. With artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. Hey, the devil, he don't hide what it is. Okay, but who actually wants to hear the truth? That's the thing. Most people only want to hear the muskrat when he's talking about his Tesla cars or, you know, SpaceX or something like that. This type of stuff, people don't want to hear him telling you the truth right in your head. You want to believe artificial intelligence is good. You know, it's a great thing. You don't want to hear him tell you the truth that it is summoning the demon. Let's hear the devil's son speak again. So, and then they laugh about it. Like he says it and then laughs about it. You know, and everybody's laughing like it's funny, right? That's a way to warm you up to it so that you don't think it's anything bad. Make light of it. Make it, you know, a funny moment. And you really take away the depthness and the truthfulness of what's being said about summoning the demon with AI. All right, so you have Elon Musk has warned us, and former Google exec warns AI researchers are creating God. All right, but there's more. Support the Guardian, guardian.com. One second here, here we go. Genetically engineered magnetoprotein remotely controls brain and behavior. So they have a magnetoprotein, genetically engineered, that controls brain and behavior. And this method uses a magnetized protein to activate brain cells rapidly, reversibly, and non-evasively. Okay, researchers in the U.S. have developed this new method for controlling brain circuits associated with complex animal behaviors. Okay, and we read this earlier, optogenetics. Okay, which enables researchers to switch populations of related neurons on or off on a millisecond by millisecond timescale with pulses of laser light. Another recently developed method called chemogenetics uses engineered proteins that are activated by designer drugs and can be targeted to specific cell types. So they're showing us all the technology, what they have the ability to do. They can shut the neurons in your brain on and off at the blink of an eye. And speaking of a magnetoprotein, what happened to people that took the COVID vaccination? What happened to the people that took the COVID vaccine? Anybody who's familiar with Magneto? Let me find it here. See if I can find this image. The people that took the vaccine became magnetized. and had all type of magnets. All type of metallic objects sticking to them. Right? Like this guy right here. So they're creating mutants, real life magnetos, through this technology. Okay, dealing with the COVID-19 vaccine. Okay, had another video of a woman showing on her vaccinated arm, the magnet was sticking. And on the other arm, the magnet didn't stick. So they have genetically engineered a magnetoprotein inside science.org. Magnetoprotein could help magnets control brain circuitry. New technique may allow more precise and less invasive study of the brain. Okay, it's all about studying and controlling the brain. Okay, this allows researchers to use magnets to control nervous systems. So this is actually a term known as magnetogenetics. It refers to a biological technique that involves the use of magnetic fields to remotely control cell activity. In most cases, magnetic stimulation is transformed into either force, magnetomechanical genetics, or heat, magnetothermogenetics, which depends on the applied magnetic field. Therefore, cells are usually genetically modified to express ion channels that are either mechanically or thermally gated. So they're trying to figure out any way that they can to try to make this iron and miry clay stick. Because remember, they mingle together, but they don't. They don't mix. So we can make magnetogenetics, genetically engineered magnetoproteins, to try to get the iron and the miry clay to come together and stick, hybridize, right, and stay. You also have here on the sociable, How to Hack a Human 101, Organisms are Algorithms, World Economic Forum. So we keep seeing this World Economic Forum in the mix with all these things. Okay? They're always in the mix, whether it's the Great Reset, Event 201, some of the documents that Brother Lamar went into. On and on and on. So it goes in here. There are two simultaneous revolutions taking place that have led scientists to the brink of hacking humans. Advances in computer science and machine learning, advances in biology and brain science. So as they continue to learn more about the brain, gives them the understanding on how to hack the brain. And they just need you to be the guinea pig to volunteer into the experiment to help them gain the understanding on how to do this. And they'll sell it to you through medicine and through science. It's for your greater good. We'll help you walk, okay? Or we'll help you get, you know, over your Alzheimer's or whatever they try to sell you on. It says, again, according to Harari, there are only two necessary ingredients to hacking humanity. A lot of computing power, biometric data, all the things we spoke about tonight. And this new technology with IBM and Samsung have you know, fast-tracked them to be able to do this now. Because their new semiconductor, you know, microchips allow for a lot of computing power and the ability to gather a lot of biometric data. Data is the most important asset in the world. Machines know us better than we know ourselves. And this is only because we're allowing machines into our lives through the technology, the level we are. What also comes with this, emotional manipulation, having your emotions manipulated. And really, they're able to do it just through their sorcerous mainstream media with psyops like, you know, these police shootings. So imagine if they can do that just through their media, what they're going to be able to do with this type of technology towards a digital dictatorship. That's where we're headed. Bioengineering a new species of human. We can go from dozens upon dozens of different websites showing and telling us all the same thing. So for those out there saying this is a conspiracy theory, you're out of your league. Because even the Satanists are coming out now telling us this is what it is. Now what? Also off the sociable, brain-computer interface allows for telepathic piloting of drones. So as they put the Neuralink in you, you're going to be able to control devices. Elon Musk said you can control his Tesla cars through your brain, through the neural.